I have a few thoughts to share with you again about prayer. of course, we're thankful. We will take the request again after this, but let's have a few thoughts thinking about prayer itself. Anyone who's been a Christian for any length of time at all realizes that prayer is important for our Christian life. But let's think about six thoughts about it again. Prayer does help in times of trouble. Number two, it helps in times of sorrow. Number three, it helps us find God's will for our lives. It's kind of important. Prayer, number four, prayer helps to overcome temptation. Number five, prayer helps us get better acquainted with Jesus. Number six, prayer helps us give better service to the Lord. Lord, what is your direction? How can I serve? In what ways, which maybe we have several directions that we're sensing, but we need certain direction from the Lord about something. There are also probably times with all of us when we feel so inadequate as a Christian. And yet we have one of the most powerful tools there is, the power of prayer. America and Canada just sent up a rocket. Pretty powerful stuff. There are lots of different power things going on. There's a power that can be released in a small, I don't know how small it is, but I read that it was small, but very powerful, some kind of nuclear power. But in a different way, and definitely spiritually, we need the power of prayer in our lives. In fact, I dare say a Christian cannot really function if they don't know how well and how to use prayer to the Lord. A verse here, Isaiah 40:31. That they may wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Question is, do you believe in the power of prayer? We live in a tremendous age of power, as I just alluded to. There's also water power, right? I just passed yesterday by Niagara Falls. Couple 30, 40, 60 miles away. On our way back home last time, we went to Niagara Falls. That was tremendous. Hoover Dam, great reservoirs of water. When water is channeled properly, there's great power. And it goes out to light great cities and turn the wheels of commerce. This is electric power. Small piece of matter that I was talking about, the nuclear power. There are a lot of nuclear ships, and the energy that they need, I'm told, is small. Our space centers, a man can be shot up into space to make orbits around various objects, and we can study space. Rocket power. We're told of the dangerous situations around our globe. There's a urgent situation right now. Several countries have the power to launch powerful explosives. That's missile power. But the Christian's greatest available power is the power of prayer. John 15:7 says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, what's the next words? Anybody know? You shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. That's powerful. We can use this power simply by asking. There are better conditions to it. There needs to be a clean heart and a washed heart that's been before we take advantage of prayer. There needs to be a surrendered will, a request before the Father. We don't come to the Lord and demand things. I don't know if you've ever heard, but there's been a time in my life when I've heard speakers say, "You have the right to go up and demand of God." No. And it needs to be in the name of Jesus. But last but not least, whatever we're asking must be for the glory of God. Amen.